531.
PM News at 2 PM. Kia ora na, I'm Vaimaila Leatino. A Labour MP has blasted the government for sweeping job cuts in the public sector, saying they've got their priorities wrong. The latest cuts will be from Oranga Tamariki of more than 400 staff and more than 500 jobs at the Ministry of Education, including roles that oversee the school lunches program. Mangere MP Le Maunga Lydia Sosene says all of these cuts come at a cost.
We're really worried in my local community in Mangere. School principals are worried that the Lunches in Schools free program is also being affected. The impact that it has on our people is the cost of living. So what are our people going to do? When you lose your job, what kind of future do you have but a bleak future?
The Resources Minister says New Zealand needs to keep growing its economy in order to afford the cost of climate change mitigation. The government is set to change consents for existing thermal coal mines that would see them forced to close by 2030. Resources Minister Shane Jones told Morning Report that coal currently has more restrictions than other forms of mineral mining.
We campaigned on ensuring that we effect better outcomes for our exports. Coal should not be treated as a leper. It is not a crime, and I don't subscribe to this hysteria that we hear on a regular basis from the environmental movements. That's why we're doing it.
Shane Jones says coal and minerals play a part in growing the country's economy. Voting has closed in Solomon Islands, and the Electoral Commission is now working on safely transporting ballot boxes from all over the country to counting centres. The Chief Electoral Officer, Jasper Anisi, says officials will begin a verification process ahead of the official tallying, which is scheduled to start Thursday.
We will be focusing on counting. So hopefully counting will start on the 18th, but mostly it will be verification of ballot papers and ballot boxes from the polling stations. And once verification is done, then counting will automatically start.
There is a visibly high security presence in the capital, with personnel from regional police and military services supporting the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. So far, no serious security issues have been reported. And to sport, Auckland Blues midfield outside back Caitlin Vahakolo says her Polynesian roots are key to her ongoing success. The double international played a vital role in the Blues, claiming the Super Rugby Aupiki title last week, but it's her quest to discover her roots and master the Tongan language that is among her future goals.
I'm so proud to be Polynesian, and I feel like I draw all of my strength and all of my power from being Māori and Tongan. And I come from a line of very strong women. I feel like it's my bloody responsibility to be able to know stand where I come from. So yeah, I think just as an adult now, I want my kids to be able to understand where they come from.
And that's PMN News at 2 PM. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz. Talofalava, I'm Vamaila Leatinu. The Resources Minister says New Zealand needs to keep growing its economy in order to afford the cost of climate change mitigation. The government is set to change consents for existing thermal coal mines that would see them forced to close by 2030. Resources Minister Shane Jones told Morning Report that coal currently has more restrictions than other forms of mineral mining.
We campaigned on ensuring that we effect better outcomes for our exports. Coal should not be treated as a leper. It is not a crime, and I don't subscribe to this hysteria that it
at 3. Kia rana, I'm Vamaila Leatinu'u. The Resources Minister says New Zealand needs to keep growing its economy in order to afford the cost of climate change mitigation. The government is set to change consents for existing thermal coal mines that would see them forced to close by 2030. Resources Minister Shane Jones told Morning Report that coal currently has more restrictions than other forms of mineral mining.
We campaigned on ensuring that we effect better outcomes for our exports. Coal should not be treated as a leper. It is not a crime, and I don't subscribe to this hysteria that we hear on a regular basis from the environmental movements. That's why we're doing it.
Shane Jones says coal and minerals play a part in growing the country's economy.